Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's our Monday morning doctor's appointment. This week, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Thomas Moran, with us. Good morning, doctor. Let's talk about the measles first. Last week, we reported another case in Cook County. What are you seeing around here with measles?
Yeah, measles is a highly contagious disease. It is not super prevalent in our area right now. The way you really want to think about any of the viruses that we come encounter with is our best defense for measles is having vaccinations. When we're little, in between the ages of 12 months and 15 months is usually when we get our first dose. And then, again, 4 to 6 years old, you get your second dose. And that is your best protection that you could get to preventing to getting measles at all.
And vaccinations available in the doctor's office or in drugstores?
Yeah, you could get the vaccinations. Usually when you're little with the pediatrician, they have the schedules and get you set for your vaccinations. If you are someone that is at risk or needs a booster, sometimes you definitely need a booster to improve your immunization status, because sometimes there's a certain age group that was in the mid-60s that the vaccination wasn't as effective, and they have lower immunity or titers that show they can resist getting the infection. I just tell you, I was one of them in that age group that when I checked my titers, I didn't have it, and I had to get a booster.
Huh, interesting. This is really fascinating. It's possible that some new eye drops may really help vision loss in older adults. Is this something that's going to be available quickly, and how sure are we that this works?
Yeah, it's, you know, as we get older, our eyes, especially the lens in our eyes, gets a little stiffer. That lens being stiff means the muscles, the ciliary muscles that help us focus, make it harder and harder to kind of shape the lens so we could focus on our retina and get clear vision, especially for up close. So 1.8 billion people across the world are affected by presbyopia, or, you know, older vision as we think about it. You can't read. Think about it like a menu in a restaurant, some fine print, or even text messages, and you need reading glasses for it. There's a medication that is out that helps with that by working on the muscles that kind of constrict to kind of shape the lens so you can focus more. And the medication is taken 2 times a day. It's drops in your eyes. It has a little bit of a secondary medication in it, just like if you think you're working out, pulling a little bit harder on the lens to move, those muscles can ache. So there's an anti-inflammatory medication that's added to it. And it really does work overall. When you think about reading an eye chart, you know, each line that you could go down and read better does change your life, where you don't have to carry glasses with you or anything like that. And you're able to read up close, smaller print. And it is it's a function that works and can get rid of glasses for a lot of people.
So this was a new study, and according to the study, what you're talking about does work. And will this be something over the counter?
I don't think it's going to be over the counter at this time. There's still, you have to look at the health of your eye to kind of see if this medication is right for you. It's used, the same formula that's in the medication is used to treat other eye conditions. So the best thing to do is really talk to your eye doctor, see if it's right for you, and it's a possibility of getting rid of glasses. Glasses are super convenient. There's no side effects to them other than losing them.
Yeah.
medications could be extremely helpful, but it's a conversation with your doc.
More Monday morning health headlines now. Dr. Thomas Moran is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. As you know, doctor, we hear a lot about protein. We all need more protein. That's the buzz, but some nutrition scientists are warning us about this now, aren't they?
Yeah, protein seems to be in everything, right? It's added to all different foods. You could get it in drinks, get it in yogurt. It's in everything that we eat. But we really, in America, when we look at the diet, we're really lacking fiber. We don't have enough fiber. So if you get too much protein in your diet but not enough fiber, what happens is you can get digestive issues, and one of the first signs that's really kind of showing it is you get constipated, some weight gain. You just don't feel well because there's not a balance between protein intake and fiber intake. And one of the good things to kind of look at and gauge, like, am I getting enough protein? Am I getting enough fiber? Is think of a 30-30-30, and that is 30 grams of protein with each meal, 30 grams of fiber a day, and 30 minutes of activity. Those things will kind of keep you in balance if you think about it. And give an example of, if you had an egg in the morning, which is about 6 grams of protein, a half a cup of cottage cheese, and a cup of yogurt, you'll have about 35, 38 grams of protein for a morning breakfast. And fiber, which we really lack, there's just not enough fiber. It's fruits, vegetables. Increase your whole food intake of that, and you'll increase your fiber and feel better.
In this study from researchers at the University of Illinois in Champaign, they wrote that the 30-30-30 rule is a good one. 30 grams of protein per meal, at least 30 grams of fiber daily, and 30 minutes of physical activity. Do you like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you really think about it, is we need to stay active, and we need to fuel our body well. And that fueling your body well is food is medicine. And we need to have that balance in it. Too much of anything is not good for your body. So the 30-30-30 is a great way to kind of balance out how you go about your day with your intake and your exercise.
Yeah, talking about exercise, many times, and I know this is certainly true for me, when you need to do it the most is when you least want to do it because you're tired. But exercise will actually give you more energy, won't it?
Yeah, if you think exercise really works on your brain, your body, helps with sleep, decreases overall risk factors and of kind of generating or developing diseases. Plus, it does give you energy. Sitting kind of drains energy from your body. Over time, lack of exercise means you start losing muscle. Muscle has energy powerhouses in them called mitochondria. So the more you use your muscle, the more muscle you keep on your body, the more energy that you do have. And at the age of 30, we start to lose muscle mass. That by the age of 70, you lost about 25% of your muscle mass. And if you hit 90, you lost 50% of your muscle mass. And the best way to combat that is to exercise. It increases your energy, increases your ability to keep your balance, maintain your weight, helps with your digestion. It is a balancer across the board. That's why we really recommend at least 30 minutes of moderate to heavy physical activity a day.
Yeah, everybody wonders, how much should I do? What should I do? How often? And pick your study, because there are different answers all the time, aren't there?
There are, but the easiest thing you can think about is just go for a walk. Get out there, walk. One of the best ways to do it is after you have dinner, go for a 30-minute walk. If you can incorporate a little bit of weight training, it doesn't have to be heavy weights. It just has to be putting some resistance on your muscles. Putting resistance on your muscles does a couple things. It increases your muscle mass and keeps your muscle mass on. And it also strengthens your bones also because you're putting stress on it. So you don't have to kind of become a triathlete, but you want to stay moving and do at least 30 minutes of walking a day. And if you can add some weight lifting, not heavy weight lifting, but just a little bit of weight resistance to it, you're going to be better off in the long haul.
Finally, there's a new study out about men and women and how they may need different approaches to heart health as they age. What was your takeaway from this, Doc?
Yeah, so there was a study that really looked at the use of a phone app to kind of monitor your blood pressure, heart rate, cholesterol, and your medications. There were many participants. I think there was almost 45,000 participants in it, kind of split between men and women 50-50. And what they found was women tended to do a little bit better in the reduction of their blood pressure over time in the use of the app. But part of that is using the app and staying committed to following through with it. It seems like women do a little bit better overall in engagement, and they, because of that engagement and following through with it, they get better results. So I think one of the takeaways for men is commit commit to stay fit a little bit and follow through with your medications, diet, and keep your blood pressure under control.
Yeah, women are better sticking to their exercise program, more conscientious. My study came up with that conclusion as well. Thanks, Dr. Thomas Moran, Northwestern Medicine. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
You too.